And Isaiah 53 and verse 5, this is quite familiar. It says, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Glory. Behold, Isaiah 58 and verse 8 says, "And then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17, 14, it says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Oh, Father, we praise you. We praise you, O God. You're so good. Thank you for healing us, O Lord. In Malachi 4 and 2, it says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping for joy like calves led out to pasture." Hallelujah. That's the New Living Translation as well. Psalms 105 and 37 says, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe." Mark 2 and 1 through 4, it says, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no more room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come near unto him because of the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay." Verse 5 says, "And Jesus saw their faith, and he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now let's go down to verse 9. Verse 9, it says, "Whether it be easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy," verse 11, "I say unto thee," and whoever you may be listening to this word today, "I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way into your house." Verse 12, it says, "And immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before all of them, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion." Glory to God. Father, do it again. Hallelujah. We believe you, Father. Matthew 8, verse 5, it says, "Now when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came unto him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is laying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak a word, and my servant will be whole." Well, this said us a whole lot to us. Number one is, it tells us again that it is Jesus' will to heal. The centurion come unto him, pleading with him and saying, "Lord, my servant lay at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said unto him, "I will come and heal him." Hallelujah. Matthew 8:14. "Now when Jesus had came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and served them." Glory to God. Matthew 8:16. "And when evening had come, they brought him many who were demon-possessed And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Glory to God. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Don't forget, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he did it before, he'll do it again. Matthew 12:15 says, when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Follow Jesus. Hallelujah.